This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow, Wisconsin voters decide whether to recall their governor. Republican Scott Walker has curbed public employee union rights and benefits, and the campaign is being fueled by lots of corporate money in support of the governor and lots of union money in support of his recall. Fortune magazine senior editor-at-large Alan Sloan sees Wisconsin in a national context. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David.
So we have this economy that, no one argues with this, needs a stronger middle class, but American voters seem divided on the role that unions play in providing that.
Well, sure, especially public employee unions, where taxpayers like me and even like you have not had a great time the last few years. And you look around at public employees and you say, wait a minute, I don't have what I used to have. I have to give up a lot. They should give up something, too. And that's, in many ways, the genesis of this.
But we're talking about teachers, firefighters, policemen putting their lives on the line. Curbing their benefits is a tough sell.
Well, it is a tough sell, and it's not like I'm thrilled to do it. But if you look around, especially in New Jersey, where you and I both live, for years and years and years, the unions in New Jersey did extremely well to the point where the state just couldn't afford the benefits. And you now end up with Chris Christie,
the governor of the state now, who has made it his mission to curb the amount of money that public sector workers get in terms of compensation and benefits. But you see this as almost on a continuum, like the pendulum has swung.
Right. Exactly so. Up until a few years ago, public unions, at least in many states, seemed unstoppable. They were organized. They were smart. And then comes the Great Recession, and suddenly these unions are vulnerable politically and financially, but it took some of them quite a while to figure it out.
Well, in places like Wisconsin and places like New Jersey, those public sector unions have, in fact, had to allow the cutbacks.
Right. Indeed, they have. And the huge difference between New Jersey and Wisconsin and some of the other states, in New Jersey, the benefits have been curbed, but the right to unionize is still there. The thing that shocked me in Wisconsin, which I used to think of as a progressive state, was when they took the bargaining ability away. I didn't even know you could do that, but that shows how little I know.
Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large, Fortune magazine. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.